From Matthew 26, our Monday, Thursday, washed, forgiven, and denial. Washed and forgiven by Jesus, first with the water of baptism and the washing of our feet, and then with the blood of Jesus from the cross. Jesus said, "I have washed your feet, so you should do the same. Go and wash the feet of others." We are servants to our brothers and sisters. Jesus wanted the disciples to stop looking at themselves and to look at others as more important. The neighbor who needs our help, the sister and brother struggling from hardship, and the person who is being mistreated are all more important than our selfish pettiness. Washing of feet symbolizes more than hospitality. It's about going out and serving others. Jesus did not have to let the people treat him the way he did, and he did not have to go to the cross in the way he did. Jesus, God's Son, came for just that reason, and he's trying to teach the disciples and us that by our looking out for others, we'll bring Jesus Christ's love to them and us in the same time. Even when Jesus tells us, we hear the story and we have difficulty understanding. From John 13, Jesus said to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." We hear Jesus say, "Someone will betray me." And then he reveals that person to the disciples as they eat the Last Supper with Jesus. Nevertheless, that person is not dismissed from the table. He is included in the meal. For whom did Jesus die? He died for all people. Jesus tells the disciples to go out and serve others. People will know they are Jesus' disciples because they have love for one another. The waters of baptism wash us clean and set us on the path of discipleship. The waters of baptism for us are death to ourselves and the beginning of our life in Christ. The waters of baptism and the Holy Spirit lead us to love our neighbor. When we wash the feet, or when we serve our brothers and sisters, we are following the example of Jesus' teachings on Jesus' last night with his disciples. Judas has the same meal Jesus offers us. Judas has the same option of hearing the words of forgiveness in the meal with Christ. This is the meal of the new covenant given to us by the only Son of God. In this meal, we have been given a promise from Christ that he will be with us and is in us, and he will forgive us. Do we receive the forgiveness or reject that forgiveness? Jesus died for all people. The cup poured out for many, yet some will not receive the words of forgiveness because they doubt or do not understand. Do you believe? Are you going to wash some feet and eat the meal? If we do not understand today, later we will understand. We must go and tell this to all people because that is what Jesus tells us to do. If someone has trouble understanding this good news, do not give up on them. If we have trouble understanding, do not give up on the hope we have in the gospel. Jesus died for you and me. Bring someone to the cross with you and let the cross tell the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the water that washes more than our feet. It washes our sins away and brings us closer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus tells us, go and wash the feet of others, eat the meal prepared by Jesus, and later you will understand. Jesus is the one who opens the gate of understanding. Amen. Let us pray. God of promise, you made a covenant with your people in Israel, which you renewed at Jesus' Last Supper. Renew your covenant with us daily, so that we might learn to live in your light and peace. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our open gate. Amen.